How bushfires behave. Quote from Ralph and Tracy Butler, Pinery bushfire survivors. People forget about the air vents and the roof. Hot embers can blow under your iron or tiles and quietly burn your house down when you think it's all safe. End quote. Embers. Embers are burning twigs, leaves, and pieces of debris. Embers are carried by the wind and land ahead or away from the main fire and can start spot fires. Ember attack occurs when twigs and leaves are carried by the wind and land on or around a building. Embers can land on top of debris in your gutters and set your home on fire. Embers can get in under gaps in your roof or the air vents and can set fire to your roof. Ember attack is the most common way homes catch fire during bushfires. Ember attack can happen before, during, and after a bushfire. Producer's note. An illustration shows the effects of radiant heat and ember attack on a house and garden. There are several small trees and shrubs next to the house and a larger group of trees at the end of the garden. The main body of fire has engulfed the larger group of trees and burning leaves, sticks and bark from the fire are travelling through the air ahead of the fire, igniting the house and surrounding shrubs. End producer's note. Wind. Strong winds are normally present during bushfires. The wind pushes flames closer to unburnt fuel and causes the fire to travel faster. Wind also dries out vegetation, making it more flammable, and bends flames over, allowing radiant heat to preheat unburnt fuel. Wind has a significant influence on the speed at which a fire spreads, the higher the wind speed, the greater the fire danger, direction in which a fire travels and the size of the fire front, intensity of a fire by providing more oxygen, likelihood of spot fires caused by embers. Wind change. A change in wind direction is one of the most dangerous influences on how a fire behaves. Many people who die in bushfires get caught during or after the wind changes. In South Australia, winds are hottest from the north-northwest, which is usually followed by a southwest wind change. A change in wind direction can rapidly change the direction and size of the fire front. Producer's note. A diagram of two fires shows an example of the effects of wind change on fire and the behaviour of the fire front. Initially, the fire is being blown by a northwesterly wind, that is, blowing from the northwest in a southeasterly direction from its point of origin. The fire's shape is roughly that of a diagonally oriented oblong, with a narrow fire front at the southeast end. The heat and intensity are highest at the fire front, and the flanks are cooler as the body of the fire spreads slowly outwards. After the fire has advanced some distance from northwest to southeast, there is a change of wind direction. The wind becomes southwesterly, that is, blowing from the southwest in a northeasterly direction. This suddenly makes the wider, cooler northeastern flank into a wide fire front. The whole length of the fire becomes a new, wide fire front being blown in a different direction. The new fire front will move away at its maximum intensity and rate of speed. In the diagram, arrows indicate the wind direction and correlating direction of the fire, along with labels highlighting the narrow and wide fire fronts. End producer's note.